The latest round of polling for Talk Business and Hendricks College assessed likely voters' attitudes regarding several races in the Arkansas primary election. Roby Brock from Talk Business talked this week with Jay Barth, political science professor emeritus from Hendricks College, and Robert Kuhn, a managing partner at Impact Management Group, to discuss some of these poll results. They begin their conversation with an assessment of the Republican primary race for U.S. Senate. We hear first from Robert Kuhn.
I think John Bozeman is likely to get over 50%. If it's sitting at 45, if you look at what's left in the undecideds, he just is a hop, skip, and a jump from getting there. I think this kind of anti-incumbent feel has been out in the Republican primary for a number of cycles, back when Jan Morgan ran against Asa Hutchinson and even Curtis Coleman against John Bozeman several years ago. It's never really gotten more than 25, 30%. I think we're probably going to see it get a little higher this time. It's hard for me to see that group get more than 50%.
And Beckett, does he have a legitimate gripe about his name being wrong on a couple of ballots in some counties around the state?
Well, I think anytime there's a mistake like that, you have a gripe. I think it's legitimate in those counties and with those county officials there where the mistake was made. I think clearly the Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General, who he both kind of brought into this deal claiming voter fraud, I think that was just, you know, that sensationalism tries to get you a little bit more media coverage. I mean, I think legitimate claim in the counties where it's happened, but, you know, it's certainly not the responsibility of the people that he called out.
All right. Jay Barth, what's your take on the Senate Republican primary there? Tell me what you expect to happen on Election Day.
Yeah, I do think Senator Bozeman is going to get over 50%, probably not a lot over. And he has had to work really hard and spent a lot of money to get there. And I do think that shows an atmosphere that was always challenging for him. We saw that back in polling, you know, in his favorable unfavorables, you know, months ago. And we were I think, wary about his primary standing. But things have turned out about as expected, as he's been able to find a way to probably eke it out. But he's a weak candidate, but he's about to be a weak three-term senator because he is going to clearly win in the fall after he gets through this primary. So I think that's where things are right now. I do think the battle for second place, you know, a lot of money's been spent on Beckett's behalf as well, and he may not finish second. And I think that does show some kind of grassroots support out there for Jan Morgan. And if the turnout is really, really low, which I think it is going to be very low, then I could see a grassroots candidate really kind of overperforming in a very small electorate.
All right, let's go to the Democrats for the U.S. Senate. Natalie James, 17, Dan Whitfield, 15, Jack Foster, 5, 63% undecided. Jay, I'll let you go first as you're the Democrat here. Who's going to be the Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate? Undecided can't win that race.
Yeah, it's not Nevada, which does allow none of the above to win elections. It's very unclear. I mean, it's really just a coin flip of an election, and there's just really not much knowledge, because none of these candidates have the resources to actually reach out to voters and explain who they are, much less what they stand for. And so it really does become down to, you know, just some name recognition, limited name recognition. Dan Whitfield may have a little bit of an advantage there, and that his name has been out there in political circles for a while. But I think Natalie James has an advantage as a black candidate and as a woman in a disproportionately female electorate on the Democratic side. But, you know, sadly, whoever wins this thing it's going to be probably a pretty brutal fall with the incumbent senator likely to prevail pretty soundly.
All right, Robert Kuhn, who do the Republicans want in that Senate, out of that Senate primary? Are they licking their chops for one or the other or the other?
I don't think it really matters. I think whoever the Republican candidate is going to win that election in November. I tend to think that Jay's point about a more female electorate probably leans towards Natalie in that race, just because the Democratic primary, more so even than the overall electorate, kind of trends more female. So maybe give her the edge on that. But I do think it's probably a toss up.
All right, I'm going to pull these next two responses together into one question here. We've got Sarah Huckabee Sanders running away with the Republican primary in our polling, over 72%. Same thing for Chris Jones on the Democratic side. He's pushing 60% on there. Clearly, it's going to set up a Chris Jones versus Sarah Huckabee general election. Robert, I'll come to you first on this. What did you see in those numbers for Sarah Huckabee? What did you see in those numbers for Chris Jones?
Well, I think they're clearly the front runner. Sarah Huckabee Sanders' numbers amongst Republicans are, astronomical. I mean, they're very similar in a lot of ways, both in this survey and other surveys I've seen, to Donald Trump's numbers when it comes to self-identified Republicans. And she even is, generally supported and seen as favorable amongst independents that vote Republican. So, she's definitely built to win this primary. I think she's definitely the front runner, in the general election. Chris Jones has, the only candidate to emerge on the Democratic side that has any base of support. I don't think any of the other candidates in the poll were above 5%. So, I mean, he is the only one with resources, the only one that has generated some name ID. That being said, in a general electorate, I mean, he's still by far, the underdog in that race. I think he's a smart, talented person. We'll see what kind of campaign they can put together, but definitely, going to be playing from behind.
Jo, I'll get your take on that same question for Robert, but also give me a little perspective on the historical context here. The winner, if it turns out to be Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is on the R side, Chris Jones on the D side. Arkansas is going to make history in their next governor, no matter what, African-American candidate or female candidate.
Yeah, I mean, Arkansas has not had an elected statewide official who's African-American in its history. There were a couple of appointees back in the Reconstruction era. And then, of course, never a woman elected governor, although women have been elected statewide to the U.S. Senate. And a number of other races. So this is a historic race. I do think that Chris Jones gets a lot of credit for really coalescing Democratic support quite well. He was not that well known among Democrats just, eight or 9 months ago. I do think that opener ad went viral, really put him on the map very quickly and just kind of coalesce support. He has had some fundraising success, but he is certainly going to be outgunned pretty significantly. I think they were hoping there would be more national investment in that race by national Democrats wanting to beat Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But there's so much going on, and Democrats are having to play defense in so many places in the country. It really hasn't worked out that way so far. He's going to need some polling in the coming months that shows there's a sliver of a chance to get him back on the map.
That was Jay Barth and Robert Kuhn speaking this week with Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can find the entire conversation at their website, talkbusiness.net.